Greetings from TPD, Torture Police Department, and the Podcast Daily. It is a glorious Freaky Friday, a Fawcett Center Freaky Friday. That's Bill Landis. I'm Austin Ward. Enjoy Taylor Swift's release party on Thursday. We enjoyed another retirement party for Gene Smith, Bill. It's about an hour, moderated by our own friend and colleague, Doug LaMaurice. Covered a ton of ground with the departing Ohio State Athletic Director at the be 2 months from now, still he's got to go, but 19 years on the job, and that is going to be available on the channel. Maybe you've already watched it. If not, there's a lot of stuff that you can get into that is about the future of college athletics. And even as we speak, Bill, the landscape is shifting. And I did you come out on Thursday? We left the Fawcett Center thinking everybody's got a handle on this,
yeah,
or not, because there's Virginia just changed the law. It means universities can get involved directly with NIL. We know what that means. Eventually, all 50 states will have the same thing. Yeah, another day, another dramatic change to college football.
Right. No, I don't know that anyone has a handle on it. I think that that is probably a step in the sensible direction. But no one knows what the heck is happening. They're all like, all the universities and administrators are like getting pulled along by people who I think maybe have better ideas about the direction that this thing should head about. It incrementally, I think it will get to a better place, but there's going to be a rather slow build, I think. But that's a big deal, I think. And, you know, the opportunity to move that kind of stuff in now. So we've talked about it a couple times now, but that really benefits a place like Ohio State. I don't know if it benefits every university, but certainly a money-making machine like Ohio State, it does. And then G. Swift was talking during that conversation with Doug, folks have barely said about where that money comes from, how much money it's going to be. Like, I don't exactly know, but we do know that Ohio State will have a lot of and a chunk of that. Eventually, I think it'll be able to fund NIL efforts the way that's being done on the outside right now, which I think will be good about that.
So I know that this isn't a fun Friday topic for the podcast, but it's not like
for forced.
I mean, and if you don't want it, I get like that. It's this stuff that's been going on. It is hard to wrap your mind around. It is not the sport that I grew up with, dad grew up with, grandfather. Like, it has changed so much even in just the last 5 years. Like, even when my daughter was born, the sport is unrecognizable to now. And so, like, if you only wanted us to talk about spring football, the transfer portal today, like, I get it. There hasn't been a ton of movement on that front for Ohio State. But I do think that it is worthwhile to listen to some of the things that Gene Smith was saying and the direction that he's been so involved in college athletics now for 37 years before getting to the, in whatever that is, D-team, Sword, getting to Ohio State. He's been involved at every level. We've talked about the NCAA, talked about federal oversight and conference realignment and all these things and trying to bottle that into 1 hour is impossible. And also to forecast where it's going next is impossible. And as soon as he was done, Gene Smith walked off the stage and was asked about, you know, facilities arms races, if you have to pay players and revenue share, his legacy for the football program when, in a shifting world with now a Big Ten that he never actually was part of, the 18 schools. Like, he doesn't have to worry about that for one, but his thoughts on where it's come to now are pretty significant.
No, they are. I mean, his perspective is as good as anyone's. It is, like, in my opinion, anyway, and I know that there are Rick's opinions on Gene. I think it would be better for college athletics and Gene would come to the part of this conversation moving forward. Totally understand why you would want to be, because I probably wouldn't want to be either. I'd rather be playing golf in Arizona and hanging out with my grandkids too. And that's not why he got out of it, to be clear, but timing is good, I guess, if you were worried about that. But no, I and I'd imagine like there will be a chance for him to consult him on some stuff as a private member of society and not a NCAA member or university administrator, but I think people will want to lean on him moving forward to figure out where this is going, probably including Ross Dork here at Ohio State as he takes over the athletic department. But it is interesting to hear like a guy who's kind of seen it all. We think about how much college athletics have changed over just the 19 years Gene has been here, but the totality of his career at college athletics has been probably changed more in the last 20 years than the previous 100. So I enjoy hearing him talk about it, but what also strikes me is like he has lived through all of that. There is no better expert on college athletics than maybe the Chiefs. And even he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know where it's going, which I just think like speak to the difficulty of trying to wrangle whatever this thing is like. And this is not, certainly for me, and I've made this clear throughout the years, that the things that I disagree with, Gene, the thing that I've most respected about covering at Ohio State is that we have not always seen eye to eye on the things that he does, but it's been a professional relationship, and he has good reason to describe it. So this, I'm not coming at this from the perspective of whatever Gene says about the future of college athletics is correct. I think in some ways Ohio State has been slower, less aggressive, less willing to adapt to a changing, to the changing model. Sports, I think maybe towards the end of his career, he's been jumped ahead on that curve in a way that he didn't or I first started covering Ohio State. So I want to make sure that that's clear. This is not just like, hey, Ohio State and the NCAA are losing one of their best resources. That's true, but that doesn't mean that everything that he would want to do is best for future and the way that it's going. And I say that because he looked at the proposed model for the Super League that has come up in the last couple of weeks and was like, there's no way that could. And I think he has good reason to say that. But he, on one hand, is saying 70 teams can't be fed by Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Alabama, Texas, or Georgia, while we're in a model currently where they're still trying to make 130 teams at. He looked at it from when, oh, the Big Ten is being sustained by these people. And I think to some extent, right. But eliminating, to go from 130 to 70 competing for the national championship in college football would be an improvement. Now, is the private equity model correct? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know the answer to that. No thanks. The answer is probably not, but there does need to be some contraction in big-time college football if this model is going to be sustained, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And whether that's 30 to 32 NFL model or the Super League's like a year, that's like 70 and then 10 in a league for promotion and relegation, which makes absolutely no sense. At a sport where your roster changes every year, so hoping that idea, low string relegation, never comes to pass. I think there are probably elements of that proposal that make sense, and there are elements, I think, of what Gene said about the future of college athletics that make sense. And to your point, like, he's not the final arbiter on that, but he is a guy who has opinions and perspective, which I think are valuable. There are other people that have opinions and perspective that maybe haven't been as part of athletics as long as Gene has, that I think they all committee can come to the table and figure out where this thing is going. But I don't know. I think contraction is right and will definitely happen. What that looks like, I have no idea. The right answer might be somewhere between the NFL model and the 18 Super League model, but whatever it is, it's vastly different than he is right now. Certainly not 130 teams. It doesn't work in 83.
What do you think was the most interesting thing Jan Smith said? We talked about any of this legislation. Future, past, he was very critical. Did not name Mark Emmert by name.
It was.
So you didn't ask, but there was a lot of subtext there and subliminal, subtle shots at the former leadership of the NCAA, putting college football specifically and college athletics in the spot that they're in.
Yeah, difficult one.
Like that might have to stay out on its own. That would get more headlines if I think more people were covering this. Leadership vacuum
is the word that we used. I don't know. I think maybe the most interesting thing, which is honestly like a tad bit frustrating to hear, and for me, and I'm sure like for the best thing, although I see fans as well, is like there have been times over the years, and Doug Ashton, that's where I had felt like Ohio State is not fair on its way around when lost, and I think you were alluding to that just a few minutes ago. But now it seems like entering this new world, and Gene's comments about the having to feed more mouths, like you want Ohio State to fairly tweet around more, perhaps, and as Ohio State should have a very pivotal role. Forward facing role in whatever college football is to become. It's more like a 3 or 4 will support grants in the sport, maybe neighbors if you're great in the sport. But I just wish like maybe it would have that all the time. And it doesn't, like it isn't. It's like a tricky balance. You open ball sometimes. You want the Big Ten to be healthy and you have to lift up other programs at times to do that. But I think Ohio State should always operate from a position of power. It seems like it wants to move it forward. It seems like it has done that more so at the latter end of Gene's tenure. But maybe didn't at points previous. And he, you know, he admitted that too, but I found that a little bit like, why don't you just do that? Like, but I guess I get why, but that was interesting / a tad bit frustrating to me.
Some of it to me is alarming to hear for the future of college football. And I try not to, I tend to think
that the sport is always going to be okay because a lot of what makes it great is not going to change. So I think the roster turnover is wearing fans. I don't think that that's good or sustainable for coaches, for players, for fans, for broadcast audience as a whole. I think that stuff is bad, but the attachment generally still remains to Blanco, the Horseshoe, Scarlett, and Burbank. And I think that keeps the sport positioned for the future. But if they continue to go through this with no rules, no regulations, no quote-unquote guardrails, the term that they love to throw around, Gene Smith talked about it taking 7 years before one of his pet products, Frosty with Tendencies, on the NCAA panel that evaluated that meet. It was just 7 years before those rules were adopted. If it requires federal legislation to get involved to say college sports, if that takes 7 years or longer, boy, did that seem fatalistic to me.
Yeah, I think we're in a different place now. I think everyone has more urgency. So I'm not fearful of that. I think you're right.
If it does operate at that base, that bodes well for the future of the sport. But it
does seem to be like there's so many court cases out there. There's like every day it feels like someone suing somebody to get the ball moving on something. Like I do kind of think that you'll be more expeditious this time around because I do think people sense that like it's not that far over the horizon, I think. Like, not a doomsday scenario, but like a point of overtime, perhaps. So we'll see. But it was interesting to hear that. Like, that he felt like there were times where things were too slow going, like Crocker's being read it by whoever, Mark Hamill. But he also was like pretty high with this phrase I thought of the new NCAA president, Charlie Baker. He said he's like come to the job 4 or 5 years too late.
Yeah.
So if there's someone like that who's a little more forward thinking with the NCAA, that's good. If there are people in Congress who I think understand, like, and so that's also funny to me. It's like putting college football in the hands of Congress are far more important things in the world for companies. I don't know that that's kind of the situation we're in, I guess. But I do think that reasonable heads will come together and figure this out only because, hey, they understand if they don't, then it's going to be a very bad situation.
It doesn't feel like there's any way to corral the sport without those rules and without outside help. The NCAA, Virginia, it was just collective brain trust of the schools themselves. They're never going to agree on that. And I don't remember it being put in such stark terms as James Smith put it, Bob Gares did. It was like Title IX was a federal law that during a transitional period that I didn't live through that, so I can't say. I don't know that it was as dramatic and sudden as what's been going on in college sports in the last 5 years, but certainly they were facing major changes in every single way of in modifying the academic and amateur model. This is so much more dramatic. And if you don't go ask for that federal ad, and only thing, I'm really more concerned now than I ever. I don't like this. Because I love college football.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of people are feeling that way. I don't really have anything to say to pet that letter, to be honest. Like, I get it. Like, I'm probably being a little bit naive of what I'm saying. And maybe that's just because I choose to be glass half full. I don't know. You'll probably be on the right side of history. That's all I mean.
I don't want to be.
I know you don't want to be. But, oh, well, just like worry. I thought that you're predicting and you say, well, but I think it's kind of a worry about it. I feel like the right people are getting involved with it, I guess, like trying to push forward. I actually would like to see like more athlete involvement. And we that shows like there's the I know like a lot of former athletes have been lots like initiating things with courts, but like ultimate decision makers, I don't think are people necessarily with a lot of experience in college athletics from a player level. And I think that perspective should be valuable a little more than it's being valued, but also the money is probably too big at this point. I consider that they what? Administrators, politicians to me, they can deal with the decision, but you're not by that.
You don't think that the O'Bannons and Alstons of the world want that to be their legacy?
Being all lawsuits?
Yeah,
totally. The guy who took the video game away from me.
There was a little bit of actual football news, and I do mean a very little bit. This Gene Smith mentioned at the end, and that is Ohio State is in the process of socially share plans to renovate and expand the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Does that have any day-to-day value for a national championship? No, because that's not going to happen. It's not going to apply for this team this year. But he was asked about plans for that. So that's going to, they're going to put a proposal and start fundraising for that in the next month. So that will, in many ways, be Gene Smith's last chapter in the legacy. So he's been very good at fundraising. He's going to be taking a key role in that. He made for Rusbrook, he's already putting his hands on the wheel a little bit, but that's sort of going to be the final state of bidding in a lot of ways. That for Gene Smith, that'll be football related, will be tied into facilities, which over the last, you know, two decades have changed dramatically. That whole athletics village, not just for football specific, but look at the lacrosse and tennis complex and the Shoemaker, all those things. The one is the last thing I think that could be upgraded under his watch, and that will happen a little bit next month, which I think is probably, get asked this a lot, but I've been in a number of indoor practice facilities across the country. There's nothing that is wrong with Ohio State. They've overhauled a lot of the locker room. They put in that waterfall about 10 years ago, and they've upgraded up terrace. Yeah, like all that stuff has been done, and there's only so much you can do with an actual football field. There aren't issues with that. You know, they're changing over the turf and everything.
You'll try by.
So like that's already underway. I don't know what they're going to do to it. Again, it hasn't been, Gene didn't give us the blueprint. It's part of the socially share it now. It's not ready to do that yet. That isn't something that's hurting Ohio State currently. Might.
No, I think the Woody's fine. Like, I don't really know anything compared to it. I've only ever been in Ohio State's football facility. I've seen, like, Oregon Street Suite. Like, I know, like, Clemson's got a slide. Like, there's aesthetic stuff that probably can make the Woody a little nicer, I suppose. So, there isn't the Woody. I have noticed that. Maybe some more natural lights. Like, more natural light. Some more natural lights and skylights. Do the Woody so good. But I don't think they do, like, knock it down and start over again. So, I'm curious what the closest will be. But, yeah, I could probably use, like, a big coat paint. And, another Michigan toxin or two. They need one more. They probably don't want another one.
Well, are you excited to get into the new album?
I actually forgot that it was coming out today. I knew that it was coming out, but I didn't know that it was.
Huh.
I'll check it out. Usually you have the advanced copy with your secret source. That did happen with the last one. I got it like 3 hours before everybody else.
Just
all that useful, but I have not received this one as of the trip.
All right. Well, if you pass America, let us know what your favorite new track is on TPE for TP. That range of the prisons. Symbiosis. It's nice. Comes together, Max. Sorry, though, if you were expecting more football news on the podcast Daily Trick from Deep Friday Edition, or even something that was like fun, like a mailbag and off the field stuff, but there's plenty of time for that. I thought it was worthwhile, and if I'm wrong, I sincerely apologize, and I will try and do better when we get back on Monday for the podcast. Either thanks, or I'm sorry, or both. He's Bill Landis. I'm Austin Morgan. See you next time.